At the Iowa Soybean Association's On-Farm Network Conference in Ames today, we're going to talk with Matt Lechtenberg. Matt is the new coordinator of the Water Quality Initiative as part of the state's nutrient reduction strategy. He works for the Iowa Department of Agriculture and Land Stewardship. Matt, you gave an update today on the Water Quality Initiative, and of course, there was a lot of excitement. There is a lot of excitement about the program, great interest last year, and a lot of farmers signed up. So one of my questions is, I guess, how do you keep that momentum going now in 2014?
Well, I think there's a couple ways that we're trying to do it. We want to make sure that the folks that tried the practices out for the first time last year, we want to make sure they're successful and we minimize the amount of failures out there. We don't want any bad taste in their mouth from just trying something new and get them discouraged and not want to try it again or come back. Many of these practices that we did last fall are annual practices, and we need to make sure that these are practices that are going to be implemented in the long term, and especially to see the benefits and in the water quality.
You mentioned that you have, let's talk cover crops, for example. You mentioned that you have some farmer champions out there that people can go to with questions.
Yeah, we think that's a great approach, the peer-to-peer interaction. Learn from other farmers, from your neighbors that have implemented the practice, and let them be the guinea pigs. There's, you know, any new practice that you try is going to change how you operate or how you your production system anyway. And so when you implement that change, it's best to have the best information that you have, and who better to learn from than other farmers. And so that's kind of the approach we're taking. We're putting them out. They're going to be the resource available if there is questions. And so we think it's more effective for them to learn from their peers than from maybe a government agency or maybe just somebody that or the research side, I guess, that looks at maybe on a plot level. But, you know, looking more at the farm level, I think, is what we're trying to do with these first-time users.
Yeah. You're reading about cover crops, and you know it's something that really requires a long-term commitment. And I've heard, you know, that some producers say, "Oh, you know, it didn't work for me. I give up." You know, so keeping people thinking long-term, I guess, is one of the challenges.
Yeah, I think just along that side, I think the best approach is just kind of, you know, when we start talking about cover crops, I think it's more effective to start small. You know, don't go in putting your whole operation into cover crops. You know, I think it'd be great on the water quality side, but I think if we start thinking long term, we need to be looking at trying multiple things and seeing what works on an individual farm before they decide that this is something they're going to be doing long term. You know, I think as a state, we're just scratching the surface on the potential of cover crops, a relatively new practice. You know, some of the states on the Eastern Corn Belt have been doing a lot, you know, a little bit maybe further along with some of the mixes that they're using, but they don't have, you know, they don't necessarily have the challenges that we think we do out here, but maybe it's just a matter of fact that they've worked through those challenges already, and we're maybe just a little bit behind when it comes to cover crops in particular. And so I think just a matter of getting out and trying those, you know, trying different things, trying different ways of terminating. Maybe you do a mix of, you know, maybe you try just some winter hardy cover crops, or maybe you just try some oats that's going to winter kill, and you don't have to do so much management in the spring. See what fits your operation, what's going to work for you on your farm, I think, is more of a kind of the approach that we want to take. Don't try it and say it's not going to work. Maybe, you know, it needs to be, well, how am I going to make it work on my farm?
So what do you want to see happen here in 2014? And again, you're fairly new on the job. You've been in the department for a while, as I understand, but, you know, what would you like to see this program as far as getting to the next level?
Well, I think just on the statewide level, I want to see more cover crop usage out there. I want to see some of our first-time users coming back and trying it again, that commitment coming back and giving another fair shake here. And then I think with these targeted demonstration watershed projects that we're doing, these small watershed projects, I look for a lot of that. I think the momentum is just going to keep increasing in those. I think we're going to get in a lot of engagement with our farmers in those watersheds, and I think they're going to do a lot of great things. And we want to certainly support them, not only just doing cover crops and in-field management, but also looking at a lot of the you know, all the practices that we talk about in the strategy, looking at that systems approach to addressing these water quality issues.